Mary and welcome to Heartbeat. Today my focus is on loving God above all else. It's not easy to do, but that's the goal. And I want to start by looking at the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28. And the scribes have been disputing over something, and then one of them asks Jesus a question. So Mark chapter 12, verse 28, it says this. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the strength, to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." So with this scripture, we see that Jesus tells us that we are to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. So can I ask you today, do you love God with everything of your being? Do you love him above all else in your life? Do you deliberately make decisions in your life with God in mind? Or do you put God aside when you're making those decisions? Now, I can say that for my own life, I often fall short. I don't always give God everything. I don't always love him with everything of my being. But I do start to try again. And that's what God asks of us. God asks that we would love him with everything of our being, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, all our strength. And this scripture actually comes from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy. It's chapter 6, verse 5, where it says a similar thing. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And this scripture is Jesus speaking to the Israelites as they're about to enter the promised land. If you know the story, the Israelites were released from Egypt. Moses was able to get them out and they go through the Red Sea, but then they don't believe that they're able to enter the promised land. They send out some spies and some come back and say, "Yes, we can take the land," because there were people occupying it at the time. And then two say, "Yes, they can." And about 10 say, "No, we can't." And so then the people get really despondent and don't believe that they can enter the promised land. And so what happens is God makes them wander the desert for 40 years. And in those 40 years, all the older generation die off. And it's only 40 years later, when all that generation has died off, that Jesus, or God rather, says, "Now you can enter the promised land." And this is Moses giving one of his final speeches to the Israelites before they enter the promised land with Joshua. And he's reminding them of the way of life that they should live, that they should love God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, with all their strength. So this scripture is really about a wholehearted devotion that we should have to God in our lives. You know, it uses that word "all" several times. It says we should love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. And all, it means everything, that we should devote everything of ourselves to God. So what does it mean to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind? And the thing that I want to focus on today is that it means that nothing should come before God. There should be nothing that we put first before God in our lives. Again, easy to say, but hard to do. There are so many things in our life that we can put before God. Our family, our friends, our career, our home, ourselves even, our achievements, sin, addictions. We can put all of these things before God. And these are the things that can stop us from loving God with our whole heart. Now, I want to give an example of someone who did live their life wholly devoted to God, loving him with his whole heart. And that was Saint Francis of Assisi. You may know Saint Francis of Assisi as the patron saint of animals, of ecology, and of Italy. But he was also renowned for his radical vow of poverty. And that was interesting that he took this radical vow of poverty because he was actually the son of a rich man and he knew what it was to have wealth. But when he came to know God, in his radical conversion, he chose poverty. And he chose poverty because he didn't want anything to get in the way of loving God. He wanted nothing to come first before God. He would work and he would refuse money as payment because, again, he didn't want money to capture his heart before loving God above everything else. Now, we are not all called to poverty. Some of us are, but many of us are not. What are you called to in your life that shows a wholehearted devotion to God? What is stopping you from loving God with your whole being? What in your life comes before God? Each of us individually will have something different, and each of us individually can only answer that for ourselves. So I'm just going to pose some questions and you can have a think and reflect on whether this is you. So what comes before God in your life? Is it possessions? Are there material things that you idolize, that you crave for? Is it clothes? Is it jewelry? Is it handbags? Is it vanity? Do you put your family and friends before God? Now, of course, family and friends are important and they should come first in many areas in terms of caring and loving for them. But God comes first, and then with his love, we care for the rest. But do you put them above even your time with God, your prayer with God? Does your fear come first? And what I mean by that is, do you want control? Do you make decisions about things in your life without asking God what he would have for you? Do you ignore what you think God's saying to you because you want that control? Is there sin in your life? Are there things that are causing you to walk away from God, that are causing you to live in a way that he doesn't want you to live? Are you making deliberate wrong choices? Are there addictions in your life that are gripping you before loving God with your whole heart? Now, again, some of these things are good things. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a lovely home or that you shouldn't have friends or family, but God should come first. And that example we have of St. Francis of Assisi, that he puts everything aside because he just wants to have God first in his life. He doesn't want anything to come before him. It's an amazing example that we can look up to. So today it's a question of heart and whether you have a wholehearted devotion to God. Are you loving God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength? Only you can answer that. So why don't you pray with me right now? And let's ask God to reveal to each one of us, what is that thing, what is that area of our lives that we may be putting before God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for loving us so deeply. Lord, we want to love you too with all of our being, but Lord, it's hard at times. Lord, would you reveal to each one of us, what is that thing, what is that area of our lives that we may be putting before you? Would you reveal that to us? And would you give us the grace to put it aside, to put it below you, Lord God? And if it's sin or addiction, would you help us to break that, Lord God? And if it's an area of our lives that we focus on more than you, would you help us to change it so that you are first and then comes the rest? We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.